Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Daniel Rasby. This is my father, Raz.
Hello, everyone. We are at Retirement Radio, Higher Ground Financial Group.
Risk, fees, and taxes. So those are the three biggest killers in retirement. And you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. And I'm glad to be here.
You can make an appointment. It's easy. Talk to us. We have lots of information. The biggest thing is you want to get information before you make a decision, right? So one of the things that most people get is all this information. Defer your taxes. Put everything in 401k. Put everything in IRA. You're going to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. You know, I thought about that. Do I really want to be poor when I retire? Because the only way that I'm going to be lower tax bracket, I'm going to be poor. Because I have no deductions. My kids are gone. My mortgage might be paid off. Where are my deductions? So I may actually be in a higher tax bracket, don't you think?
Well, especially if you want the same lifestyle in retirement that you had when you're working. Right. Because that money has to come from somewhere. If it doesn't come from a job, it's going to come from retirement accounts that you deferred the taxes on, and now you got to pay.
Well, what do you mean I got to pay? I thought they were deferred.
They're deferred until someday.
Oh, you know there's a definition for deferred?
Yes. Defer means save till later. Later comes. Everybody says you got to pay the piper someday. It's going to come someday.
And you won't believe how many clients come to us. They say, I didn't think I had to pay taxes on this. This is my retirement account. No, there's something called required minimum distributions, RMDs. In fact, most of our clients think it's a four-letter word because they weren't expecting to pay all these taxes.
And we had a lot of people that got really excited because the RMD age increased. It was 70 and a half, you had to take your RMDs, and then it was 72, and then 73, and it'll be 75. And clients call us, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to take them till 75. Should clients be happy that they don't have to take the RMDs? No. Isn't just making a problem worse?
It's not kicking the can down the road. It is rolling a snowball down a hill. What happens to a snowball when you roll it down a hill?
It gets bigger and bigger, right?
It gets bigger and more dangerous. It's like creating an avalanche. And some people have called it the retirement time bomb because that tax is getting so hefty and so out of, I don't even know what to call it. It's so bad that most people just say, you know, might as well have a heart attack and die now. I can't pay all these taxes.
And so... It gets pretty bad, especially if you don't need the money. But even if you do need the money, the required distribution might be more than you actually need at a certain point. Because after age 75, a lot of people don't realize.
Before you even go into that. And what is the correct amount you should take out of your retirement account to make sure less?
Well, most advisors say 4%. Is you don't spend more than 4% of your retirement.
But I've gotten double-digit returns. Why can't I only spend 4%?
Well, it's because you don't always get those. Some years you lose money.
That's called sequence of returns risk, right? So when you're working, sequence of returns risk works in your favor because you're buying things on sale.
Exactly. But when you're taking money out of the market, you shouldn't take more than 4% out each year unless you have one of our solutions, the volatility buffer or the paychecks and playchecks. We've talked about this on the show before. But what's interesting is if you have an entirely market-based portfolio that you really don't want to spend more than 4% each year, after age 75, the required distribution is more than 4%.
So they're going to force you to take more than money out.
They're going to force you to take more than your advisor says is healthy or safe to take out of your
retirement. That means you're going to be depleting your retirement asset in greater quantity than it's growing.
Exactly. And that's a problem. So how do you fix it? You know, you can do Roth conversions. People talk about Roth conversions. But Raz, can you do Roth conversions after RMD age? Are you still able to do Roth conversions?
You can, but you still have to take RMDs out. You still have to take RMDs out, and then on top of that, you can do a Roth conversion, so it's going to be additional taxes.
So if I have $2 million and my RMD is like 70 grand, I have to take the 70,000 out first. Can that go into a Roth?
No, that goes into your income. You pay tax on it, and it can't go into Roth because it's not earned income.
So I can't put it into Roth, and you can't even do a Roth conversion with that.
No.
But after I take the 70 out, then I could do a conversion with some of the money that's left.
Yeah, so after you pay tax on it, now you have this money, you can use that money to pay taxes on Roth conversions. And it doesn't have to be Roth conversions. If you really want this money to go to your kid, then if you qualify, it could be life insurance. But both of them are going to be tax-free. The whole idea is to start transferring what you've been told all your life about deferring taxes to tax-free. Because, you know, what's better than tax deferred? That means you're going to have to pay sometime. It's tax-free. You pay never. That's always better.
Yes, never is always better. And so there's only two types of people that actually have a lower tax bracket in retirement, right? There's people that didn't save enough, so now they are more poor in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're people that did the proper planning years ahead of time, and they talked to us, they talked to the tax attorneys, and they got a plan to minimize taxes for the future. And it cost them a lot of money to get there. But once they got there, now from now on, they're in the 0% bracket. So we have clients that are making $300,000 or $400,000 a year in retirement, but they're not paying any taxes. And it's all legal because all the money is coming from either Roth, life insurance, the business interest that they have depreciation on, rental properties.
And before some of you get really upset, you're not paying your fair share of taxes. No, they paid theirs. They just used the rule book. Okay.
Exactly.
So it's not like they're avoiding taxes and being secretive and using loopholes and getting around what the laws are. No, they're not getting around the laws. They're using the laws as they're made to get themselves into a situation where they don't have to be in a partnership with the government for the rest of their lives, where the government can change the rules and they have no say about it. So they're using the current rules in their favor, doing the best they can and paying off the government so they don't have to pay them later.
Exactly. And so it does make sense to do planning before you get to RMD age. But even if you've reached that age, there are some things you can do to minimize the taxes for the future. Because if you don't really need this money, well, somebody's going to spend it.
Yeah.
And we talk often about what is the goal for the money? Because for many people, the goal is to be retired. Okay, now you're retired. Now what's the goal? The goal for your money is not grow. Grow is a means to an end. You want the money for something. Either you're going to spend it, your kids are going to spend it, or the worst thing, the government will spend it, right?
Yeah. So you got to pick who's going to spend it.
And when, right? So if they're going to spend it now, that's why a lot of people, they like to give gifts to the kids while they're alive so they can see the enjoyment and what the benefit of the gift instead of wait until you die to give the inheritance. And then there's the people that want to just leave the inheritance. But if the reason you're saving is for the kids, then converting to tax-free is really, really important because what happens when your kids are going to inherit from you? Think about the age you are now and the age that you're likely to pass away. And nobody really likes to think about that, but you have an idea of what age you might be and how old will your kids be at that time. They're probably going to be in their highest earning years,
yep.
Right? And so then they get stuck with this big tax bill because they have to spend all the money within 10 years. It used to be you could do a stretch IRA.
Over the rest of your lifetime.
How do those work?
That was based on your life count. You could take out just like requirement of distributions, but it was based on your age and how long, it's for the rest of your life.
So when you inherited an IRA, you didn't have to pay those taxes all at once, but that's gone now. So for most people that inherit an IRA, they have to pay all the tax within 10 years. Now with Roth, they can inherit. They have 10 years to keep it growing tax-free before they take it out.
That's so cool.
It's really, really useful. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and you can schedule a call there and meet with our tax attorneys. That's the difference with working with Higher Ground. It's not just a retirement advisor, but it's also tax attorneys that will meet with you with the clients.
So the question is Roth conversion or converting to life insurance good for everyone? No, it's not. And why do I say that? Because you want to get out of the partnership with the government. But if it's your income that you've actually set this aside to pay for your living expenses for the rest of your life, then it may be fine. The issue is now, do you want to get above the 4% rule and start depleting your asset, or do you want to use some of the tool? Because there are annuities you can do. If this is really an income for the rest of your life and you don't need to leave it to anybody and you want to be tax advantaged the best you can, then maybe an annuity which guarantees you'll never run out of money may be a better option than trying to do Roth conversions.
And if you do that, if you turn it into a payment for life, then the Roth conversion is not as useful because once you die, that's gone. It's not going to your kids.
Right. Now, the other thing also is if you do have other dividend income, other rental income, things like that that raise your income, you could still convert it to Roth and have that annuity pay a tax-free income for the rest of your life.
It is better to be tax-free. If everything else is equal, it's always better to be tax-free, but sometimes it costs too much to get there. So not every client should be there. And there was a client we saw just recently, and she was saying that her plan, because she didn't have any kids, her plan was to give everything to charity. Well, if you're going to give it to charity, the charity doesn't pay any tax, even if it's an IRA. So it doesn't really help the beneficiary if she already paid the tax. The only thing it would be is it helps her. So is she going to live long enough to see the benefits of the Roth conversion? And the main thing is if the market crashes right after you do a conversion, that's not a good thing. But if taxes go up, then it's really better to do a conversion, right? So what is all those factors?
That's a good point, though, because with the RMDs, you do have to take it out based on your age and stuff, but you take it out on last year's balance, ending balance. So December 31st of last year, if you, let's say you had $1 million balance and now the market just crashed and now you have 700,000. Well, you still have to take RMDs or the percentage out of the $1 million. So it's even higher than 4%, right?
Yeah, it might be 6%, 7%, 8%, depending on how much it crashed. And that's not really a good idea to do after it crashes.
And many times people will postpone taking the RMDs out as long as possible, legally allowed, because it's growing or they're not, they don't need the money and they don't want to pay the taxes. But playing that game is like playing chicken with a car coming towards you because you don't know when the market's going to drop. And if it drops before you have a chance and now the time's up, you have to take it out. It's penalties and stuff if you don't. So you could get hit twice. And so it is much better to have a plan. And that's what we're getting at. I mean, you don't want to do this alone. You want to have a tax attorney on your side. You want to have a financial advisor, a fiduciary, somebody that's going to be helping you manage all the rules and the regulations. And having a plan is a lot easier than just going on hope and faith that the government has your best interest in mind.
Yes. If you really believe the government is always having your best interest in mind and it's good to give more to the government, there actually is a spot on your tax return you can intentionally overpay your taxes. They accept donations.
Oh, that's so cool. I just check it off and pay extra money if I want to, right?
Exactly. Nobody's going to fault you for paying more taxes than you need to. But most people want to pay just the minimum that they have to pay. And so that's what we're all about. Don't defer. Deferred taxes are usually a really big problem later in life. And so in most cases, it makes sense to pay the tax early.
But if you have deferred and you have that problem, that's where Daniel comes in. He can help you. He's a tax attorney. He can help you resolve that issue. Make that appointment. Go to riskfeestaxes.com and tell him your problems and find out what solutions there are. You don't have to take just the first thing somebody tells you. Find out if there's multiple options. And that's really what we're good at. At Higher Ground Financial Group, we want to find multiple options so you can pick and choose what works best for you. And as a fiduciary, we flesh out the ones that make more sense for you.
Yes, it's all about minimizing taxes, and not just taxes, but there are three big killers in retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. So we want to get as low of all those as possible.
We want to manage those, right? Because if you don't manage them, they manage you. And I'd rather be in control of managing those problems instead of the problems telling us what to do.
Exactly. So make sure you go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and you can schedule a free call there. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.